Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey, real quick text. We had Michael Chiklis on earlier. He's got a movie called The Senior. It's going to be in theaters on Friday this week. Independent movie. So he's doing the grassroots thing and getting out on stations all over the country to get word out about this. Text message. Hey, guys, I just watched the trailer for The Senior. I'm definitely going to watch it.
It looks
weekend.
Like
it.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm going to go see it.
I honestly, and he was talking about it. I was joking with him about how I think it was a bad influence because it inspired me to maybe, like, I wanted to go out and run. And I should have been on the elliptical instead. But it's a 59, it's based on the true story. This happened in Texas. 59-year-old. A guy who went back and used his final year of eligibility to play college football at the age of 59.
Yeah.
He's a linebacker.
Linebacker.
In real life. I don't know if they treat Chiklis as a linebacker in the movie or not.
One of the things I was going to ask him was, you know, in the trailer, there's a lot of hitting that goes on in the trailer.
Yeah.
And he answered the question before it had to be asked. It sounds like he was doing all his own stunts, so to speak.
Yeah, they make it, from the trailer, it looked like the football action looks pretty realistic.
Yeah.
They have a company that they work with that does all, they use action. You know, these movies when you see, like, the offensive linemen are just, they're big fat guys where they don't look athletic at all. And you're watching and you're like, I get it, but this, it just looks so stupid.
The Replacements was the worst.
Yeah.
The movie with Keanu Reeves playing quarterback. Keanu Reeves was the most realistic out of all of them. And that says something.
Right.
Because he had no business being a quarterback. Yeah, that's my only glitch with The Sopranos. Sopranos, sports stuff in The Sopranos, incredibly unrealistic.
Oh, really?
AJ playing football in high school.
Yeah, but he wasn't good at it.
He wasn't. Well, they had him make a play, but like none of the, like, Meadow playing soccer, like the soccer scenes are so unrealistic.
Oh, I remember the soccer scenes. It's like a bunch of girls just standing straight up
like
and
running
kind of
with their arms
by their sides. Yeah.
Meadow's playing goalie with her hands up like jazz hands.
Yeah, and they're supposed like holding to, it's supposed to be up. A good team too.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah.
And she's like, running up to the ball like she's afraid of it.
Well,
like a kid seeing a live pitcher for the first time or
and
something.
And Silvio comes out of the crowd to kick dirt on the referee.
Oh, like, yeah. No, and that
and the rest of the and the other parents are cheering him for doing it. I'm like,
Tony never made it as a varsity athlete. It's just like, how can this guy be as big badass? That part of it, yeah. Okay.
He never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Never had the makings of a varsity. Yeah. So he was on JV as a senior. Yeah. Like a guy that size and with his violence streak.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Never had the makings of a varsity athlete. That was the insult that got under his skin.
I know.
A lot.
I know.
Lot.
It would me too if I were that big and mean.
You never had the makings.
Yeah, the problem with most big kids in high school is that they're not mean enough.
Right.
You know, they're gentle giants. Like Tony had it all.
Yeah.
He would have been an awesome varsity football player.
He was mean. Mean as hell. All right, let's get to the Texans here. D'Amico Ryans talked about.
Plus, his dad was the local mob boss.
Yeah. Kids would have laid down for him.
Look, any head football coach that values his own existence is going to be sure Tony finds a way to get on the field.
Kids would have laid down for Tony.
Here's the coach.
Remember the Meadows soccer coach was going to leave to go to Rhode Island,
yeah,
and they
that was funny,
tried to buy him back, and then
they tried to bully him back into it,
and then it got a little, it got bad. Go see The Sopranos. That's season one. You don't have to get too far into the series. D'Amico Ryan's following the loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday night cited communication issues on the offensive side of the ball when it came to protecting C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, we had communication issues up front, and they got us on some blitzes, things that, you know, we've seen, we work. You know, we have to look at the film to see what those issues were. But we got to, you know, of course, not have those and make sure we're picking things up the right way.
Sean, there was one play. I found the perfect play yesterday. I put it on my live stream, Seth Payne Show on YouTube. That kind of encapsulated everything, because it's frustrating sometimes when you try to point out that it's multiple things. So when CJ took a sack on 3rd and 7 with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter, this was the perfect bad football play because everything went wrong.
Oh yeah.
For one, there was a blitz, very well disguised blitz, a coffee house blitz where Levante David kind of looked at the beginning like he was going to drop off into coverage.
Can I ask you, why do they call it a coffee house blitz?
Because you kind of grind. I think it's because, because
I love it.
Like, Levante David kind of looks like he's grinding. Like, everything looks like it's grinding in a grinder.
Okay.
There's a lot of movement. And I don't know exactly. That's a good point.
Just curious. Continue.
So anyway, but, like, Ed Ingram is the right guard, and he had a good game. But there's so much going on in front of him that he thinks Levante David's dropping off into coverage. There's a defensive lineman crossing his face, so he goes out to help with one of the other blitzers, and that leaves the A-gap wide open. So CJ's got pressure coming right up the gut, and it should have been handled. It should have been, technically, it was tough. It was well executed by the Bucs. Should have been handled. At the same time, though, there's a little bit of hesitation by the back because of the confusion by the blitz. I think it was Woody Marks, and he got the job done, but not perfectly. So there was pressure coming from the right and behind CJ. Yeah. Well, on the left side of the offensive line, Laken Tomlinson was getting beat physically real, real bad. Yeah. So you had a blitz not picked up.
Yeah.
You had Laken Tomlinson getting beat up, and there was some deception involved with that too, because I'm getting too complicated already, but this is I'm sorry, everybody. This is where it goes. One of the reasons things got more complicated was that Hassan Reddick was a defensive end, and he made it look like he was going to rush, but then dropped into coverage. So Dalton Schultz stays and helps for a little bit.
Okay.
But then gets out on his route.
Okay.
So you can get, are you getting a picture of confusion and mayhem?
Are you definitely confusion and mayhem?
So
yes.
CJ Stroud.
I am confused.
So CJ's in the pocket and it is collapsing rapidly.
Really fast.
Rapidly. Yeah. It's almost like in a movie where all of a sudden the time bomb starts ticking faster because you clipped the wrong wire.
Oh,
and it doesn't blow up, but it's like all of a sudden it's going at double time.
It's happened to me a few times.
So you're like, all right, well, what are CJ's options? And I'm thinking, well, he could have, you know, Nico Collins was one-on-one versus in man coverage on the sideline, and theoretically CJ could have unleashed it to him, but I don't think he had time to plant his feet. Dalton, he could have dumped it off to Dalton Schultz as soon as he saw it, and he should have, the blitzer that was coming, CJ rightfully thought that it should have been protected, but even if he had seen him coming, because Dalton Schultz had to stay in and block for a beat, he didn't have his eyes on him, and it was just everything fell apart. So that was, I mean, it was a perfect, it was a perfect play where everything went wrong, and there's just too much of that right now where it's really hard for CJ, I think, to establish any kind of a rhythm because there's just too often plays where there's multiple things wrong.
So do you agree with D'Amico on communication issues?
I don't think that was a communication issue on that play, other than that's guys needing to, A, play better physically in the case of Laken Tomlinson, B, execute better in terms of picking up the blitz. And I guess the communication part might be if CJ, who's directing traffic, gets a beat on this. This is the hardest part about the quarterback directing traffic is the guys who do it really well get really, really good at sniffing out the blitzes. And they take care of it pre-snap. So they can tell when a defensive end in his stance isn't actually going to rush the passer. They can tell that he's going to drop into coverage. They can tell when a safety is faking a blitz or actually blitzing. And then you can maneuver everything into place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can adjust guys' routes.
Mm-hmm.
You tell a guy, no, you're not running a go. You're running a quick slant or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like, they're just, so they're, that's on, CJ's still a young quarterback who's new in this system. there's just enough off all over the place that in any given play, there's just somebody screwing something up.
Okay, so D'Amico says communication. CJ, Ben, CJ says we didn't have communication issues.
I didn't have any communication issues. I thought we split the play pretty clean, and we were just lining up. Some guys weren't set, so I had to get Higgs set on the fourth down. And other than that, I mean, and that's kind of normal, but I didn't really, not anything down there that I can remember.
Okay. I think, but the difference, by the way, in those two clips is I think D'Amico was talking about on the whole of it for the evening. CJ was talking specifically about when they
Kim
were down,
asked
the,
him specifically
when they were down
about,
on the goal line.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't think CJ was defying necessarily what D'Amico said. CJ was talking about that instance.
Got interpreted
down on the
by
goal
a lot of people that way.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that interpretation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we play the clips.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so that was...
But to set the stage, yeah, there are a lot of people interpreting that. These guys aren't on the same page.
Yeah, there's a lot of CJ said this in the D'Amico press conferences, and there's a lot of D'Amico said this in the CJ press conferences. Like CJ, after the game, had this to say, but what do you say? This is the last question of his press conference. What do you say to the team right now?
Yeah, just stay together. Stay committed to one another. Trust in one another. You know, the sun arises in the morning. You know, it's not the end of the world. But at the same time, you know, we all get paid a service, you know, to do a job. And, you know, we got to get those jobs done at a faster rate. I think, you know, as a team, we got to just stay together. Everybody's going to talk crazy. And we suck. We this, we that. And at the end of the day, we got to stay together and just mesh well and, you know, be honest, have our hard conversations. But, you know, I think right now we need more confidence as an offense, at least, just confidently playing better together. I think that's a big thing. We haven't played together, a lot of us. So the more confidence that we build, I think the better that we'll be off.
That's where I do think if D'Amico started to sense that maybe guys were starting to question or lose faith or hope or anything. I mean, I'm not bending over backwards to make this take or to give this take. I think it's very fair and accurate. You say, look, we did a lot of sloppy, stupid stuff in these first two games, and yet at the end of the Chargers game, if it weren't for a Gumbawale doing a sloppy and bad thing, we were putting ourselves in a really good position to win that game versus what I think is a good football team in the Rams. And the second game, it was 4th and 10. Yeah. We had the right play called. Everything was right. One guy, Henry Toa, took a bad angle on a blitz and couldn't make any kind of serious contact.
Would have ended the game.
Would have ended the game right there, and you'd have to be really dumb to not win the game after that point. So, like, those are two. I think the Bucs and the Rams are likely playoff teams. They're both 2-0 right now, and despite a lot of this sloppiness, we are right there. I'm not going out of my way to try to act like the Texans had a chance to win either of those games. It was 4th and 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is to convert 4th and 10? And so, like, if you clean some of this stuff up on offense, you don't have to have the best offense in the world. with a few different, just a few minor improvements in either of those games, you win those football games.
No turnovers in the game, so that was good. That was an improvement over week one.
Yeah.
No turnovers for the Texans offense.
You know, and the other part, too, if like I'm not making excuses, but just trying to kind of lay it out. The two defenses that he's faced are really, really good at disguising coverages, disguising looks at the snap, all of those things. So as you're trying to run this new offense and you're also trying not to turn the ball over, when I say CJ looks maybe overly methodical or maybe a little too rigid in going through his progressions, I think some of that is in, like, he understands that, like, he's probably not really seeing everything with the comfort level that he wants to.
Yeah.
So, like, that does that cause him to tense up a little bit and not play free and loose? I think 100% possible. But it's just, we got to see improvement over the next few weeks.
Here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday when asked about CJ's confidence comments that we just played.
I address is, are we doing what we're coached to do? Like, that's what it all boils down to. How do you gain confidence, right? Well, you have to earn confidence. And you earn confidence by doing things well. And when you do things well, you have success. Like, you hit a couple plays here and there, then you're going to get confidence, right? And that's what it's just continue to stay after it. Don't make it bigger than what it is, right? Let's execute what we're asked to execute. Do things how we're coached to do it, and then that confidence will definitely start to pick up.
By the way, answer for why it's called a coffee house blitz. So a blitz where
a
blitz when a linebacker acts like he's dropping into coverage and then blitzes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with his AI explanation. The term coffee house refers to the start and stop, somewhat deliberate movement of the defender as they fake a drop and then re-engage in the rush.
Okay.
It's a coach speak term that uses the analogy of someone waiting in line for coffee.
Oh, really?
I don't know what that...
Start to move up in line and then move
then
back
move backwards
in line?
And yeah. Then get back in line. You know what it is? It's like somebody... You know what it is? It's somebody who is annoyingly deliberating what their order should be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, a latte?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I like that. I'll just have a black coffee. Oh, that's boring.
Right.
Do you have samples? Yeah.
Or they work their way up in line to look inside the glass case to see what, like, the Danish is and the croissants
are.
Get back in line. Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with this explanation.
A good coffee house has good grub to go with it.
I'm thanking you for asking that question, though, because I called it a coffee house blitz without even thinking about why it's called a coffee house.
Yeah, that's all right.
I've never thought to question it.
Yeah.
There's so many stupid terms in football that I stopped questioning things long ago. Why is an offensive tackle called a tackle? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why it's an offensive tackle.
If he tackles somebody, it's a holding penalty.
Right.
It's a good point. And the halfback is actually the one that's all the way back. It should be the full. He should be called the fullback. He's full the way back. The fullback is halfway up to the line of scrimmage. He should be the halfback.
I think that goes back to the wishbone and their alignments.
Whatever.
Sounds
dumb to me.
Yeah.
a lot of people reading into CJ's mood. I think that was part of what was going on with Ron yesterday.
Yeah.
The show was a lot of people reading tea leaves right now. Nobody loves being 0-2. Let's just start with that. But I would say it goes back to training camp. This would be one of those things that if CJ had the mood that he's conveying right now in press conferences and whatnot, and the Texans were 2-0, we would be talking about how serious he is. But they're 0-2, so people are talking about how either upset or depressed he might be over this.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall he's like kind of been way more even keel and DJ Bienname had an article in ESPN about that this week about how he's confirming that he intentionally dialed a lot of stuff back in the offseason.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
All the
like
podcast.
Just wanted, part of it was wanting to be true to his faith and it's hard. I don't want to make it sound like it's difficult, like the worst struggle in the world or anything. But for professional athletes who are devout, you're trying to be unworldly, and yet like being a quarterback in the NFL is the most worldly thing there is.
Yeah.
So like trying to strike that balance is difficult.
Yeah. He could have been on quarterback. Did you hear that?
Right. Yeah.
He had offers to be on
the Netflix series quarterback. And he turned it down.
Who would you wish he replaced out of who was on it again? It was Burrow, Goff, and Cousins.
Burrow, Goff.
So we were playing. If we were playing Kiss, Marry, Kill, yeah, who would be the kill, and we'd swap in CJ.
I think you know, Cousins was an unexpected delight on the first one. I like the mic'd up stuff just because it was
he's corny as hell.
He's corny, but it's kind of charming.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah, there's a lot to like about him, and he just takes a beating and keeps on ticking.
Yeah,
takes a licking and keeps on.
I end up liking all three guys on this season of
Goff,
quarterback.
Goff seems kind of boring.
Goff's wife is awesome, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got a lot of her. I mean, she's beautiful. She's an SI swimsuit model, but she's like a really cool athlete wife.
Yeah.
You know, pulls out the playbook and quizzes him on it and things like that. Gets into the games.
You are right, by the way, in that fullback is a stupid term, because in the early days of American football, you called it a quarterback because he was a quarter of the way back.
Thank you.
And then they had the halfback, which sounds like the fullback because he was halfway back. And then the fullback was the guy in the back.
You're welcome.
That's why the tailback is a better word.
Definitely.
That makes more sense. He's the tail of that offensive formation.
Thank you very much.
I don't. But somewhere along the way, they decided like, no, the fullback is actually the guy who's the halfback.
It's stupid.
Yeah, halfway.
Yeah,
back.
It's stupid. It's the coffee house blitz of
good job,
position.
Sean.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
You are accomplishing so much this morning.
I know. It's been a good show.
It's only
8:18. I credit Michael Chiklis with that.
Yes.
He came in bringing hellfire and brimstone. He was almost, I think he wanted to pick a fight with you.
Because I always.
Your Brady comments.
I said that Brady seemed a little bit desperate to be in the public eye.
Right after Chiklis said he named his dog after Brady.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, yeah. No, he was having fun because he said, where am I from? And I had to confess that I may or may not have grown up a Bills fan.
Buffalo area. Yeah.
But it was when I was a Bills fan back in the day, the Patriots were an afterthought.
Oh, they were trashed.
You know?
Because that was when I was living in New England.
I should have started talking smack about Steve Grogan
or something. Yeah, Tony Eason.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, there was an apology this week for one of the funniest viral moments that we've seen in a long, long time. Seth and I are going to do what we do every now and again, put it through the Payne and Pendergast apology raider. We will do that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.